And we're back live from the floor of Advertising Week 2024, the 20th anniversary of Advertising Week New York, here on Tuesday, October the 8th in, well, I think I already said the year was 2024. That part probably doesn't really matter. What does matter is we have Gaz Alushi, President of Measurement and Analytics at Whaler, with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here. I have so many questions. First of which is, how are you finding the show?
It's really excellent. I've been enjoying the talks. I've been enjoying the energy of the crowd. Given some of my background, I've been at some of the other tech companies. These shows always turn into a bit of reunions that were unanticipated. So it's always nice connecting with old friends and colleagues and seeing the new things that they're up to.
I think that's something we need to market more, to be honest with you. I agree with that.
I always forget about it until I'm actually at the conference.
You know, as the 20th anniversary, it feels like that was kind of a missed opportunity, but I'm not on the marketing team, so I digress.
Hey, we live and we learn.
It's true. It's true. So for the uninitiated, please tell me a little bit about Whaler and what you do there.
So Whaler is a full service creator marketing agency. So we partner brands with different creators across the ecosystem. So whether it be a makeup artist or whether it be a fitness enthusiast, whatever you have. And my role there is basically the chief nerd. My job is to legitimize what we do and actually show this is the value added to the brand, whether it be awareness, consideration, or lower funnel actual ROI.
Excellent. I love Chief Nerd. That's a good business card. Let's discuss the creator economy. So how have brands benefit from the creative economy? And what can you tell us from a measurement perspective? I'm endlessly curious about the measurement part of this.
So, I mean, at a very high level, the creator economy has become the new media touch point that brands have now realized is a really valuable opportunity for incremental audiences. But what it's happened is it started as influencers, right? Everyone remembers influencers in the mid-2010s. They started coming to light, but that gave way to creators. An influencer is someone who literally is just telling you, buy this.
Yeah.
A creator is someone who's cultivated a community around a specific interest. And then it really exploded in 2020 when the pandemic hit. Suddenly, people couldn't go out of their home, and these communities became a safe space. And so suddenly on social media, people had places that they could actually go to for like-minded people, for key interests, and actually learn new content that they wanted to learn. And for brands, this is an opportunity to find people that they wouldn't have normally gone after if they went after their usual segmentation or brand growth plan.
I have to imagine that that's a big benefit in terms of reach and ROI when compared to, say, traditional advertising.
Oh, yeah. So we worked with Nielsen to conduct a MMM study, a media mix model study, to show the impact of creator activations in the media mix. And we ran it for campaigns over the course of 2 years, from 2021 to 2022. And it showed that creators had a 2.4x ROI. And this was across 23 campaigns across brands within the personal care space. So we were very, very clear to eliminate as much noise as possible. And when we looked at the total funnel, creators drove the highest ROI. And it's interesting because you looked at it and broke it out from 2021 to 2022, ROI went up in 2022. And this is important because the world reopened in 2022. The vaccine was out, everyone started going out again. You started seeing eCPMs go through the roof when people were buying media on the social platforms, and yet creator content was still efficient because people still wanted to consume that content.
Through a measurement lens, how can marketers best evaluate their own ROI when working with creators?
Measure them the same exact way you're measuring everything else.
Really? Okay.
Right now, the biggest challenge that we have with measurement in the creator economy is everyone's trying to come up with the new buzz term or the new, look at EMV, earned media value. That's a great metric for breakthrough, but it doesn't tell you anything for actual ROI, for actual effectiveness. And I always say the same thing. If a client says, we want to look at EMV, okay, but your CFO is not putting that on the balance sheet. You're not going to an investor call and saying, hey, we just made X million. You didn't make that money.
Right.
So how are we actually measuring it? The same way you would measure TV, the same way you would measure out of home.
If I'm a brand looking to work with a creator, what would you recommend? How would be the way you would say I should get started? And what are the metrics I should be paying attention to right out of the gate?
So this is where companies like Whaler are quite helpful because it's overwhelming. There are millions of creators out in the ecosystem of varying sizes. You have creators who have 3 million followers. You have some creators that have 30,000 followers. It all depends on your brand growth opportunity. So it has to start with who is your core consumer now? And who is the new consumer that you hadn't considered before? So a really good example is when we get briefed by a brand, let's say it's a brand that wants to launch a new makeup foundation that lasts for all day long. And in their mind, they're like, we want to target creators that go to Coachella and go to music festivals. But we're able to mine the data and see, actually, there's an entire community of blue-collar workers and women who are blue-collar workers that trade makeup tips so that they can have makeup that lasts all day long. And so it's finding these incremental audiences, and that's the crux of it. I just gave the scenic route for the answer, but it comes down to look at your potential incremental reach. If it's an audience you're not currently talking to, there's a really good possibility that this could potentially be accretive to your brand.
One of the things I'd love for you to speak to is the notion that creators are predominantly meant to target young people. What are your feelings about that? Because I don't see it. I'm a sucker for creators. I am constantly, I have my group that I follow for sure. And there's more and more of them every single day. I have a lot of people I follow. I, you know, purchase a lot of the things I purchase based on their recommendations. I go to them for reviews. I go to them for, you know, to find out what they're doing and how, what their thoughts are. I go to them for how to fix parts of the car. You know, I mean, that's who I look to now.
Yep. It's... It's funny because there is that myth that it's Gen Z.
Yeah.
Only want to go after Gen Z. And I always pivot it back to, well, look at Facebook when it started. It was just, you had to have a university email, and it was only at certain universities. Then it opened up, and they're now at, what, over 3 billion people access their platform every day? There's not 3 billion Gen Zers on the planet. And so we've worked with different measurement partners, for example, Element Human, and they just did a breakdown for us that showed all of the metrics across the funnel, from awareness to consideration all the way down to purchase intent, is actually higher among 45 to 65s than it is for 18 to 34s. And it makes sense because the older consumers, they're finally coming on board with the creator economy. They were always going to. And this is the same thing for any media touchpoint. When television first came out, when digital first came out, social, streaming, it always starts with the youngest, eager adopters who want what's wild, shiny, and new. And then eventually everyone realizes, oh, wait, this is actually really helpful. I can use this.
Yeah.
Because there's not an Instagram for younger consumers or older consumers. There's just an Instagram.
Excellent point. You know, I like to end most of these with what I call the crystal ball question.
Okay.
What do you see on the creator economy horizon? And you can pick the time period. I usually give people the option of 1 year, 5 year, 10 years. You go ahead and pick the time year period, you know, the time period. What do you see on the horizon, though?
So I would say in the next year, we're going to start seeing brands actually include creators in the planning process up front. They're going to get away from like bright, shiny, just tent pole moments. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, we should be considering creator as a valid media buy. In 10 years time, creators are going to be programmatic the same way digital is.
Interesting.
You're going to be able to log in to a platform or a service and say, these are the creators I want to find. And it's going to look at those audience affinities to say, this is what makes sense for your brand.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Wow. If one wanted to find out more about Whaler, where should they go?
They can go to whaler.com and learn about us there.
Excellent. Well, guys, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show. This was enjoyable.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.